Hi, everybody. It's time for a little bit of the good stuff. Well, not a little bit. We're going to fill the next 5 minutes with the good stuff because that's just a healthy thing for you to do. Hey, did you know Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture? Every detail of their publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. They're dedicated to making your ranch life simpler and more prosperous. Visit TSLN.com to find out more about Tri-State Livestock News.
A big thank you to Ron Jeffries and all the crew at the Black Hills Stock Show in Rapid City. Record crowd, just a great turnout for everything. That just a testimony to their great show they've got going on there.
That's right.
Yeah, that wrapped up this last weekend up in Rapid City, South Dakota.
That's right. And in today's competitive cattle market, how are you going to make sure that you have the best prices at market? Well, it's simple. You start with the best. Slutton Angus's 36th annual bull sale is coming up this coming Monday in Faith, breeding the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, they've got 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan. Based on sound genetic principles, you are invited to a guaranteed incredible event in Faith, South Dakota. Slutton Angus Bull Sale, Monday, February 12th.
Well, since Punxsutawney Phil told us we were going to get an early spring, I thought maybe I should do a golf story today.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And this was sent in from Fran Dobitz here a while back. It's called Just Simple Golf Lesson. A father, a son, and a grandson went to the country club for their weekly round of golf. Just as they reached the first tee, a beautiful young blonde woman carrying her bag of clubs approached them. She explained that the member who brought her to the club for a round of golf had an emergency that called him away and asked the trio whether she could join them. Naturally, the guys all agreed. Smiling, the blonde thanked them and said, "Look, fellows, I work on a topless bar as a dancer, so nothing shocks me anymore. If any of you want to smoke cigars, have a beer, swear, off-color stories, whatever, do that. But I enjoy playing golf. I consider myself pretty good at it, so don't try to teach me on how to play my shots." With that, the guys agreed and relaxed and invited her to the first drive. All eyes were fastened on her shapely figure as she placed her ball on the tee. She then took her driver and hit the ball 270 yards right down the middle, right in front of the green. The father's mouth was agape. "That was beautiful," he said. The blonde put her driver away and said, "I really didn't get into it, and I faded just a little bit." After the three guys had hit their drives and their second shots, the blonde took out the 8-iron and lofted the ball within 5 feet of the hole. She was closest to the pin. The son said, "Gee, lady, you played that perfectly." The blonde frowned and said, "It was a little weak, but even an easy 7 would have been too much club. I've left a tricky little putt." She then tapped in the 5-footer for a birdie. Having the honors, she drove first on the second hole, knocked the heck out of the ball, and it landed nearly 300 yards away, smack in the middle of the fairway. For the rest of the round, this blonde continued to amaze the guys, quietly and methodically shooting for par or less on every hole. When they arrived at the 18th green, the blonde was 3 under par, and they had a very nasty 12-foot putt on an undulating green for a par. She turned to the three guys and said, "I really want to thank you for not acting like a bunch of chauvinists and telling me what club to use or how to play a shot. But I need this putt for a 69, and I'd really like to break 70 on this course. If any one of you can tell me how to make the par on this hole, I'll treat you right." The yuppie son jumped at the thought. He strolled across the green, carefully eyeing the line of the putt, and finally said, "Honey, aim about 6 inches to the right of the hole and hit it firm. It'll get over that little hump and break right into the cup." The father knelt down and sighted the putt using his putter as a plumb. "Don't listen to the kid, darling. You want to hit it softly 10 inches to the right and let it run left down the little hogback so it falls into the cup." The old gray-haired grandfather walked over to the blonde's ball, picked it up, handed it to her, and said, "That's a gimme, sweetheart." So that just goes to show you that old age and treachery will overcome youth and skill every time.
There we go. Okay, guess what? I can't help it.
You know, you have more groundhog stuff.
I know it, and I know it's past, but come on. I did celebrate my own version of Groundhog Day. If I see my abs, I go out during beach season.
Okay.
And Groundhog Day was one of my favorite Groundhog Day was one of my favorite Bill Murray movies. I can watch it over and over again.
That gets me every time.
That's right. It does me too. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for joining us today for the good stuff.